You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wise up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Check one, check uno, dos, tres. Tres.
What the fuck is wrong?
Uno, dos, tres.
You okay?
This motherfucker, what you call that shit? Sesame Street, Espanol.
Espanol.
Uno, dos, tres.
Right.
No, check one, check two, man. We in the live in the motherfucking building. I got a little music playing in the background. Y'all hear it? All right, we in this thing, bro. Live on IG, Master Dilly. Live on IG, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, man. Live on Twitter. All
everywhere.
That good shit, man.
Everywhere.
We live every motherfucking where, and it is Hump Day.
Hump Day.
What the fuck is the deal? We in this bitch, bro.
It's almost over, folks.
It's almost over, dog. Shit, y'all ready to get to it, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, let's do it then. Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
That will be Earth, sir.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial. Right this moment, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yeah, I'm here.
My man Money holding it down. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Let's get to the shiznay. All right, so it's Wednesday and shit, dog. What's been popping, dog? It's hump day around this motherfucker. Niggas got past Monday. Shit, what's good?
Go ahead, Angry.
He ain't got shit to say, dude. Oh, shit, he pulling the mic up. Oh, shit. What you got going on?
Got the day off.
Oh, shit.
That's why he pulled the mic up.
Right. Still whispering. Say, look, still whispering, though.
Still whispers.
Rita just checked in. What up, though? When Shy from the Shy versus Everybody podcast just checked in. What up, though? Got a new episode just dropped. Supposed to have been last night, but ended up not loading until early this morning. So sorry about that. But check out the Shy versus Everybody podcast right now at eblockradio.com, dog. Anyway, what's poppin'? Day off?
Yeah.
That's it. Alright. More money, dog. What's good with you, bro?
Not too much, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go into Eden Street after I leave here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, kind of amped about that
shit. About a week away?
Yeah,
about that. Oh, no, less than a week.
And I forgot to call this dude Justin last night, man. If you listen, Justin, my bad, bro.
Justin, if you listen, his bag.
Yeah.
Power Beauty Unlimited checked in. What up, though? Sloppy Fingers in the building. What's good?
What's good? But yeah, other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting hype about the, you know, opening. Y'all show me some love. Easy Street Saloon, come down there and holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it real big. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I won't disappoint. I promise.
You said I promise.
Come holler at me, man.
Duh, no doubt, man. I'm excited for that shit to open back up, dog. For real, for real. I can't wait. Y'all just checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Yeah, nah, shit, I can't wait. Nigga. What do I want first? I don't know. Do I want the motherfucking... I think I want the smoked chicken sandwich. I think that's what I want first.
Smoked chicken.
Hell yeah. Or no, some fucking lamb chops. I don't even know. Corned beef sandwich. Fuck, I can't wait. I can't wait, nigga. God damn, I can't wait, boy. 10 Mile and motherfucking Hoover, dog. I'm 10 Mile and fucking Gratiot. Or between Gratiot and Hayes, dog. Damn, it's been so long. I don't even remember that. What was it?
16101.
Yeah. East 10 Mile Road. Dog, it's been so fucking long. Duke and Dame, Detroit just checked in. What up, though?
What up?
If you're checking us out on eblockradio.com, you do see the Duke and Dame bottle freshly posing into the camera.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Wink, 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 wink. Right. Shout out to our sponsors, but not really sponsors and shit, Duke and Dame. In the motherfucking building, man, the most awarded flavored whiskey in 2018 and 19, I believe.
That's what's up.
For sure. And we fuck with it.
Yep.
Yaya said fried cauliflower. Yeah, I'll let y'all keep the vegetables. I'll let y'all keep the vegetables, cuz. Let me see. Says she want lamb chops, chili, and steak bites. God damn.
Damn,
want all of that shit. Give her all the meats.
All the meats.
Shy said angry looking like a little Mexican kid from Fresh. From Fresh that got his arm stuck under the tire and died. R.I.P. to him, dog. Y'all niggas tripping, man. Who phone is that, Chris?
I'm gonna whoop your ass,
that's
man.
That's the guy because.
we talking about Shot.
Yep.
Dog, so that's it, dog? That's all you got going on? Well, obviously, that's a major thing, though. One for yeah. Easy Street and
yep,
shit.
Yep, that's pretty yeah. much it.
You know? Hey, so I guess Big Grass got shit shutting down at 10 o'clock, so it'll be early. Yeah. It'll be early nights.
But we opening up early, too. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be opening up at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So come
out. Oh, just come have lunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's new.
Come get lunch, yep.
For sure, for sure. My man SL just checked in. One of the twins from the Connected Experience podcast, man. What up, dope?
What up, though, bro?
Yep, can't wait till our episode drop, nigga. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
me too. We was talking some shit on that bitch. I ain't gonna lie, though. I was halfway through that motherfucker, though. That edible start kicking. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about, for real. But y'all go get to hear it and shit when it pop, when yeah. it drop off.
Yes, sir.
So we got Easy Street popping off. My man's is off today and shit. That sound like where we at with it, huh? And yeah. it's motherfucking hump day.
And it's hump day. I let your love unfold.
Shout out to Kobe and shit, right? Yesterday, R.I.P. I think was the anniversary of his death and shit. Dog, you know what's crazy?
Already?
Yeah, it's been a year, right? And remember last year when he died and shit, like life was still normal though. And then like right after that. February, March time, niggas, all downhill.
It don't even seem like it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been a motherfucking year, man. It's crazy shit, though. Shout out to my man, Shot. We was actually filming his show when we got the word and shit, so we ended up just going back on the air live and shit and had a right-in-the-moment reaction and shit. That shit was, that shit was fucked up. Yeah, that shit was fucked up. But, let me ask you about this, though. He said I need them 56 wings on Wednesday.
They might go up a quarter.
Quarter, 75 cents. Probably, I can deal with that shit. I can deal with that. What's
60 cent?
So it's been about a year. Obviously, it's been a year since he passed, but it's been about a year we've been dealing with this corona shit. Like, y'all niggas think it's gonna ever get back like to regular?
No.
Yeah. I mean, said that shit quick.
I mean, not all the way. You know what I'm saying? Not definitely not right away.
Yeah.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? So. I mean, shit, we just got to, you know, keep your mask on, you know what I'm saying? Deal with who you deal with. Keep your circle small. And, you know, just stay out the way, bro. You know
keep
what I'm saying?
Keep it like that,
Keep it like that, man. Mm. Continue, no matter what these vaccines tell you. You know, yeah. Keep your distance, you know what I'm saying? You know a motherfucker, you looking like a motherfucker sick. Keep the fuck away from
him. He said looking like you sick, dog.
Yeah.
At least the weather getting ready to change, I suppose. So maybe that'll be a little helpful, though.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so and then with the I wasn't listening and shit to Big Gretch and shit, so what's the capacity though that y'all can have in the bar? It's probably less than 50, probably.
Yeah, somebody said, who said that shit? Eddie Griffin. He said, how the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Like how the fuck Walmart can go to capacity but these motherfucking bars?
Yeah. I saw that shit.
Yeah, like yeah. Motherfucking bars and shit only can go 50%, but Walmart
big corporations.
Well, yeah, Walmart can be packed to capacity and shit.
Hell yeah, and there'd be some very suspect motherfuckers in Walmart,
definitely,
though.
Definitely.
Some of them motherfuckers work there. Some of them don't work there, or they got uniforms that don't fucking work because they won't get the fucking orange juice. I'm just saying, dog. God. Jay just checked in. What up, though? He said 25%. Yeah, so 25% capacity, which is not a lot, but I guess it's a startup, I guess. So we'll see how that goes and shit. Shout out to Money though with the Chef to Your Doorstep. Don't forget, man, it is almost Valentine's Day, so make sure you hit him up. Try to get that squared away. I don't know if you got something planned for that specifically, or it's just Valentine's Day.
I ain't got nothing set up, you know, all the way, but you know, I might do some dinners. You know what I'm saying? Dinner for two special at Easy Street, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because it'll be open.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? So I might end up.
Oh no, that might be dope. Yeah. Okay.
Do a little dinner for two at Easy Street. You know what I mean? Come with a party. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the food wise what I'm gonna do. But
okay.
But I'm gonna try to twerk something up.
I figured, D. Cassandra Bennett just checked in. What up, though? My man Tony Barber just checked in. What up, though? Bay Area.
I need to talk to
was that San Jose, right?
Soul Deacon too. I need to holler at
Soul Deacon.
Yeah.
Right, he's gonna be the crooner.
Yeah,
for sure, though. That should be dope, though. All right, so this nigga off work. You going back to work? Shit, I ain't doing no work. Fuck it, we just kind of out here. Sage the Boutique just checked in. What up, though?
What up,
bro? On IG. Shit, for me, dog, shit, it really ain't been shit going on, dog. We was just on Monday, but since then, ain't nothing too much happened. I did want to, we'll talk about that when we get back, because it's kind of got something to do with that, about our topic today, man. That's some funny ass shit. But yeah, I'm gonna wait till we get to our topic to talk about that. Oh, it is one thing, though. I seen this joint actually this morning. Luda, right, was at the ATM, and my car got stolen and shit. I guess a nigga left his car running, went to the ATM, and somebody skirted out in that bitch and shit, right? So I'm just thinking, dog, like, do niggas actually do that? Do you leave your car running anywhere when you get up out that motherfucker? Like, I think I used to, like, running the gas station and shit, but now, like, nigga, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm afraid. Not afraid, but afraid. I mean, leave my shit running nowhere.
I am right now. Just because I want them to take this motherfucker.
Please take this off my hands.
Bitch running at anywhere, nigga. I'm going to motherfucker grocery store. That bitch still running.
Oh, you dumb as hell.
Oh, funny shit. One day I'm coming out the liquor store, and you know the gas station right across the parking lot.
Yeah.
Man, I see this nigga walking past. Man, he came from around the building, so obviously you know he was walking.
Yeah.
And just hopped in that nigga shit, dog.
Pull the fuck
maybe out. that was his mask. Maybe he was around the back pissing.
No, it wasn't. Because the nigga came out trying to stop the nigga from doing it.
Yeah.
And then he gonna turn and look at me and he's like, dog, can I use your phone real quick? He yelled across the lot. I'm like, man, why you leave the keys to that motherfucker, man? He was like, dog, I'm from where the fuck was he from? Oak Park or some shit.
Oh, he must didn't know nobody.
He said he was over here, you know, visiting his cousins or whatever. I'm like, so that was your shit? He was like, nah, that was my big cousin shit.
Big cuz gonna whoop your ass.
That's exactly what he said.
I ain't leave my shit running.
I was like, here, man. And, you know, when he told his cousin, man, you didn't hear any. You just heard him talking.
Yeah.
But after he said what happened, it was like the phone just automatically went on speaker. Cuz was yelling like a motherfucker.
Yelling is that right? Cuz he goofy as hell. Gonna jump out that bitch, leave her running. Especially over here.
He was, and that's exactly what he said. Motherfucker, you don't know where you at. Goddamn, that's why I don't like you coming down to this motherfucker, man. I mean,
shit, nigga just out here loose. I don't fuck around.
He was like, dog, you think I should call the cops? I said, man, that car paper clips by now, nigga.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He hit that bitch and got out the lock and got low on his
ass. Got low on his ass, dog. Still this shit. Well, niggas. Niggas just steal everything that ain't bolted down.
Yeah,
so.
I saw the whole thing happen. I'm like, you know, I'm walking to my car and I see the nigga come around the building.
Yeah.
And I said, this nigga just jumped in that.
Got the fuck on up.
I was like, hell no, man.
Dog, Cassandra said in Oak Park 2 and shit. Yeah, they still in another park. Emma just checked in. What up, though? Get Custom Made just checked in. Black Barbie, what up, though?
What up,
though? Shit, motherfucking Corbett Cody, what's the dilly?
What's up, my guy?
Yeah, so we in this motherfucker, dog, about to talk some shit. But yeah, I just wanted to ask about that shit. That's crazy, nigga. I ain't never, like, I don't even, like, let my shit warm up in the backyard. Because, like, shit, you just never know, nigga. Mm-hmm. Especially just at the store, though. And it's been a couple times I done pulled up to the store. It was cold as hell, too. I'm just like, damn, I want to leave this bitch running. Nope. Can't do it, dog. I'm afraid.
That's why I take the kids with me.
Right, oh, yeah, that way somebody be in that motherfucker.
Yeah, leave them in the car.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
But shit, nigga, I mean,
they'll take the kids too.
My shit got stolen in front of the house, though.
So. Cardio Cools, what up, though?
What up, though?
You said, damn, for real? Oh, yeah, my shit did too, though. And it wasn't running, though. They just took that bitch. Yeah. It wasn't running.
I came outside and ran directly across the street.
Oh, you're talking about the cool. Yeah, I remember the cool.
Like, wait a minute. I'm supposed to run around something. Yeah. I got in the middle of the street and realized my shit was gone, nigga.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It was broad daylight, nigga. I mean, in the middle of summer.
Tay Irby just checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Yeah, I thought because when you came across the street, I thought you was trying to get your next and shit. Uh-huh. Thought you was next on the court and shit. This nigga coming over because his shit got stole.
Yeah, they took my shit out the driveway, too, once before.
God damn. My shit ain't never got took out the driveway. It got took out in front of the crib, though.
Nah, these scandalous motherfuckers.
Only time it got took out the driveway is when I had missed like 3 payments and the repo came and got my shit. They came and got my shit out the driveway, though.
Immediately.
Right.
Nah, they stole my shit. And then when I went to go get my other car, that door was pried halfway open. Them niggas was trying to get both my shit.
Man. God damn.
Yeah.
Damn, niggas out here serious. They trying to get a twofer.
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 That's crazy.
Crazy as hell, dog. Cardio Cool checking back in. He said, what up, though? He said, did you listen to the Kobe joint? I haven't listened to it yet, though. Check out my man Cardio Cools, man. DJ on the ones and motherfucking twos.
Yeah.
Ones and motherfucking twos. Emma said, never. It's about the attraction between you and your partner. All right, dog. She already answered the question. I guess we got to get to that shit then. All right, we going to go to commercial break real quick. We going to come back with our for real topic, dog. Yeah. We want to know, is sex overrated, dog? That's what we want to know, man. Is sex overrated, dog? Hit me in the comment box right now. If you're on IG Live, you can come in live. By hitting that join button, like in the motherfucking studio, dog.
Right, chill.
But real quick, we got to go to commercial break. And when we get back, it's going down. But till then, you already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, man. We'll be right back.
That was funny.
Hello?
That was perfect timing with the music.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. PardonMyEastside.com. We've got t-shirts, long-sleeve tees, snapbacks, skull caps, and yeah, we even got hoodies. Use the promo code eBlockRadio to get 15% off right now.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Check one, check two, check one, check two.
Check three, check four.
We back in the motherfucking building, man. You already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, motherfucker.
straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial, man, right this moment. This is the Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man and Monk Money holding it down.
Yeah.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. Let's get to the shits, man. Let me see. Cassandra still in this building, man. Cardio Cools for show. Black Molly 21 just checking in. What's the dilly? We live. Let's get to it, dog.
Let's go.
Angry Man, what you say? Well, first of all, let me say this, though, before we get to the topic. So I seen, this is what I was about to talk about before we got on. So apparently, it's a dude, and I can't remember where it was at. Damn, it's overseas somewhere, though. But dog died after having sex, though, right? So we done heard that shit before, right? Like, niggas dying and shit after having sex. They had a heart attack or some goofy shit. But, like, listed on his cause of death is actually sex, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it says that extreme orgasm is what caused his death, man.
Damn!
Right, so apparently...
Do I want that?
Dog, that's what we were just talking about. Like, I don't want that snappy-nappy shit. I'm straight.
Shit.
So apparently, like, the nigga orgasm was so motherfucking, so extra and shit that all of his blood vessels opened up and shit and sent a rush of blood to his brain, and that's how he died.
That's crazy.
That shit crazy, right? Pussy ain't worth it. Sex may be overrated in that case. Don't need it.
Don't want it.
Right. Angry Man, what you say, bro? What's your idea?
I mean, overrated. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Mm.
That's kind of a broad question, but, you know, is it overrated?
Yeah.
I mean, it can be.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on the two individuals.
Yeah.
You know, some people could, you know, go into a relationship or... Because you got some motherfuckers that's just nymphos, man.
Yeah. Straight nymphos, huh?
Yeah, you got some people that just got to have it 24/7. So to them, yeah, it may not be overrated. To some people, they just get it when they get it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just how it goes, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So you basically agree?
What?
That it's overrated. My man K just checked in. What up, though?
I mean, it can be overrated.
Yeah. I don't know. It ain't my turn yet, though.
It ain't my turn yet either. I'm going to let him go.
I mean, right. It can be overrated because a lot of people put too much market on their shit that don't deserve to have a market on.
Is that because you've been married for 39,000 years and shit? Is that why?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I still like ass. Okay. I don't give a damn how long I've been married. Yeah. That ain't got shit to do with it.
Yeah, I feel
you. You know what I mean? But it depends on the person. Because, like I said, some people put too much value on their shit that don't deserve no value on it at all.
I dig that. Real Grizzle just checked in. What up, though? If y'all checking in on IG Live right now, man, hit me in the comment box. Is sex overrated, dog? That's what we want to know. Hit me in the comment box, or you can hit that join button and come in live like in the motherfucking studio.
Right here?
Monk Money, dog, what you say, bro?
I think in hell no, it ain't overrated. Hell no! Fuck you mean it's overrated? It is what it is, nigga. Fucking right. Pussy ruined empires, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Nigga, pussy is not overrated, nigga. Shit, I don't want no pussy that's gonna give me no heart attack, though. You know what I'm saying?
Factual.
I don't want none of that shit, but I don't think it's overrated at all. I think it is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I mean, this world move off pussy.
That nigga sound like Richard Pryor, nigga.
I'm pussy for real. Like I don't think it's
overrated. My man said hell to the love.
Hell no, you know what I'm saying? You doing a motherfucking Russian limbo.
Benji Marshall just checked in. What up, though? Tony Barber said, nah, definitely not.
Nah, it's not, dog. Yeah. I mean, like I said, that shit ruined empires, my G. Like, seriously, nigga, every fucking war was fought over some pussy.
So evidently, it's underrated.
That shit is underrated like a motherfucker. And that shit ruled the world, bro. Man, I ain't gonna lie, money and pussy.
Money and pussy ruled the world.
Having niggas in jail.
Over some pussy.
Yeah,
for sure. So ladies, I want to hear what y'all got to say, man, because I see there's a few of y'all on right now and shit. Let me know what y'all think about that. Do pussy rule the world?
Pussy rule the world.
Does pussy rule the world?
Girl power. I'm with them all. I mean, not nah, I say hoes. I'm sorry. I'm with y'all ladies on there.
Is that with y'all y'all young ladies?
She like the diss hoes.
Right.
How you like this hoes?
Hey, remember that shit? Yo, that was my shit. How you like this house? Check back in. She said, if you think sex is overrated, you haven't had it with the right person. Sex is an outward expression of inward emotion.
Damn, a poet?
Hey, she a poet.
And you know it.
A poet, and she know it.
That's a typical
female
answer.
My man Cardio Cool said he co-signed in Monk. Real Grizzle said, nah, not really, but some chicks want to be put on a pedestal for that shit though, but I mean, that's
what I was saying. You know, some people put worth on their shit that don't need to have worth.
Exactly, exactly. But you know what it is. You know when that pussy ain't twerking on nothing, you just gonna move on to the next. You know.
Yeah, told him the same thing. He said that's a female response and shit.
That was a typical female response.
Real Grizzle said, but it's like you can't live with them, but you can't live without them.
Hell no, you can't, bro. So you gotta, you know what I'm saying, buckle down, nigga, and just do what you got to do, cause. Nah, I don't give a fuck. Niggas do whatever they can to get some pussy. The nigga go to the motherfucking mall to get some pussy. They go to the motherfucking car lot to get some pussy.
In the car lot. The mall.
Everywhere. You spend the money just to look good so you get some what?
Pussy.
Mock ass.
Right.
Say that shit got you opening doors, pulling out chairs and shit.
Yeah, opening doors, pulling out chairs, nigga.
Right.
Funding the whole motherfucking bill.
Writing poetry.
Yeah. All kind of shit.
Fuck around trying to sing and this bitch can't hit no notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's a lot of niggas?
I do it all the time.
They put their life on the line for this shit.
Get in jail.
Put your life on the line for some pussy.
We watch Fatal Attraction every other day.
Yeah. Fatal Attraction definitely niggas put their life on the line. Put my life on the line for some pussy?
Yeah, because you're a dirtbag, so.
Damn! First of all.
Bop! Bop!
Right, and the clicky
relax!
Clan.
Shots fired. Bop!
Put my life on the line. I'm not that risky.
Back in the day, you did.
I was never that risky, dog.
Shit, Let me.
Anybody that know me, is that what you about to say? What was you about to say?
Nothing.
Get Rich DJ just checked in. What up, though? Tony Barber said can't live with him. Can't kill him either.
Hell no.
I mean, on Fatal Attraction, they kill the fuck out them women.
Yep.
My bad. But, dog, that should be crazy. Like, I you 100% right about that shit, man. Like, I ain't gonna say I don't want to give it all that prop and shit, but pussy do kind of run the world doing shit. A lot of niggas who in jail
over some pussy,
nigga, for sure. A lot of niggas who dead over some pussy, nigga. Yes, so sir. That's some for real shit.
Niggas put their life on the line for that shit every motherfucking day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Some of us more than others. Yeah. Yeah. The fuck ever, nigga.
Nigga going to college. Anytime a motherfucker got that, you got the ass.
My man Real Chris was saying, fuck no, I ain't put my life on the line for no ass, nigga.
I'm with you on that, bro. I say it all the time. I'm not doing it. But anytime a nigga got the ass, what time that nigga coming home and you willing to go over there, you putting your life on the line.
Ah, yeah, factual.
You know what I'm saying?
Factual.
You are putting now, your life on the line.
Now, see, I've been, you know, in my younger years, mm-hmm. I've been a party to, you know, being
reckless.
Second in command. Yeah.
But I ain't never
in my life though, for real, dog. All bullshit aside, I ain't never fuck with a chick at her crib. Like that shit goofy. Like if you got a whole dude or a husband or some shit, I'm not about to be up in y'all crib fucking and shit. That's just that one time that don't count though, cause we was at her sister house. You know what? Fuck this. Never mind. Anyway, moving on to another subject. But no,
this is the subject.
This is the subject, yeah. But no, I think for the most part, that's how niggas be getting killed, though. They be doing reckless shit like that. So, I mean, I'm not condoning that you be the side piece of shit, but at least don't be fucking at our house and shit. That's what I'm saying.
Man, my thing is, man, I don't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, niggas, that's how you know how pussy rule this bitch, nigga. It's so many women out here. Why would you want...
That pussy.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you know that shit got control over niggas.
You got control
over. Hell yeah, that shit like the motherfucking Exorcist.
Is that the pussy's the Exorcist. Sketch to press just checked in with
him. That serious.
Shit, some of these niggas, man.
That shit just go back to you know how we are, man. You just want it because somebody says you couldn't have it.
Yeah.
That's all that shit is.
But I'm telling you, but niggas is crazy, though. I'm telling you, I always go back to this one episode of fucking Fatal Attraction, dog, where Dog and this bitch and his son call him because his mama outside and shit with her new dude because they got a trailer on the motherfucking property. So she out there, Dog call his daddy and shit. He like, nigga, where your mom at? So she outside with, you know, her dude or whatever. This nigga leave his whole bitch, like he in the bed with his new bitch, like they laying down, they sleep, nigga. He get up out of his bed with his new bitch and shit to go kill his baby mama, dog, because she out here fucking another nigga.
That's crazy.
So you know that shit. The pussy be having these niggas going crazy.
Man, you can just tell by love song. Like, what's that
what
one
name? That shit, Juicy, got him crazy.
Juicy,
yeah, yeah. Hey,
what was that one song? That nigga said, "I give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars, and the mountain." How the fuck you don't give her all that shit? But some pussy? You don't give her all that?
Duh, you goofy as hell.
It's all over the pussy.
After seven,
for sure. My unfiltered life just checked in. What up, though? GG in the building, what's goody? Don't forget, man, we're talking about is sex overrated, dog. If you got a comment, go ahead and hit me in the comment box. Or if you're on IG Live, you can hit that join button and come in live like in the motherfucking studio.
Right,
dog.
Here, you.
Dog, so you say that, let's go back to Angry Man, though. So you said that it's basically it's conditional, though, right? So it could be overrated. So yeah. Let me ask y'all this, though. Is it overrated when you not fucking the one that you want to be fucking? Like, for instance, like, if you not in a relationship, is it overrated? Because I feel like it's probably is important when you in a relationship. Maybe not so much when you dating and shit. Because maybe everybody shouldn't be getting fucked. No, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, it's better than doing it yourself. Like, shit. If you have an opportunity.
But every now and then, it's okay to have a solo mission.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know what I'm saying? Who gonna tell on you?
Right.
Yeah,
it's your shit.
It's your shit. Do what you want to do with that motherfucker.
As long as you ain't asking me to do it, dude, I don't give a fuck.
And you clean up your motherfucking mess.
Dog, this nigga said clean up your mess. All right, so yeah, just looking at that, though, like, what you think? Is it more important? Is it overrated? Oh, God damn it, I can't talk.
That's all, folks.
Is it overrated when you not in a relationship?
I mean, like,
it's kind of tough,
this is hard, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because every nigga in jail that went to jail over some pussy, like he said, they'll probably tell you it's overrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because
yeah,
they in jail over the shit. Right.
You know what I'm saying? They threw their life away for the shit. But I guess if you ain't never thrown your life away for it, I guess you could say no.
No, yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? But like I said, to the niggas that's locked up, mm-hmm. because you went crazy over a piece of ass,
right?
I'm willing to guarantee you they tell you that shit is overrated.
For sure.
Or they may not say
it. Corbin Cody talking about thinking about that box. Hell yeah, that's yeah. what get niggas in trouble.
Or they may not think it's overrated because they can't get none. Yeah. You know what I mean? It all depends on the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
but
true.
Like I said earlier, it's just motherfuckers put value on this shit that don't need value on it.
Yeah. Shit be on fucked up pussy and little pussy trying to get, and then they need to kill me like what you saying, bro. Like, they think this little pussy gonna get them to a point where I give her the sun, the rain, the moon. I'm not about, and it's whack as hell. That's a lot of niggas false right there. You going to some shit that you know is whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. I'm about to give you all this shit over here, and the hit is on ball
for some whap,
for some
whack ass pussy.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Not gonna be able to do it.
I ain't gonna be able to do it, bro.
I'm not gonna put my life on the line for some whack ass.
Gigi just checked back in. She said, no, sex isn't, people are. Stop finessing when all you want is a piece of ass. So look, I know a lot of women say that shit, dog, yeah. right? And I also seen that meme and shit. I know y'all seen this little cartoon and shit where the dude be talking to the chick or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. So the chick was like, if all you want to do is fuck, then just say that. So dog was like, shit, that's what I want to do. And then she dipped on his ass. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, the nigga saying like, see, that's why we be lying to y'all ass. I think a lot of women say that shit.
Yeah.
Like, why ain't just, if that's all you want to do is have sex, just say that. Because like then
that's
when you do
true.
Say that.
Yeah, you're going to be like, you're a dirtball.
They really exactly. don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they don't really want to hear that shit. Even, and it's the funny thing, and ladies, I see y'all out here listening, so y'all can chime in on this. They don't really want to hear that shit, even when that's all they want to do, too.
Yeah.
Now, that's what's crazy. Though,
that's crazy.
Right? So, you a nigga just cut into you, like, you know what, shit, trying to get that little puss. And then all of a sudden, she get turned off, but all she wanted was to motherfucking fuck, too. Yeah. So, like, how did that shit even happen?
It's the way you approach it.
See, exactly. See, so Black Molly just said that shit, too, right? Said females just want to hit, too. Right.
Yeah.
But then when a nigga say it, then all of a sudden you get turned off. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand that shit.
They don't want to seem like a hoe.
Dog, you must have, dog, you and dog must have been on the same page. You just said that shit. You said they don't want to feel like they hoes. That's no, all. Yeah, y'all say, you said that shit as soon as you type that shit. That's crazy.
That's, you know what's crazy?
I
don't understand the process of thoughts of women sometimes, like, honestly, right? And my thing is, and my daddy told me, he a wise man, he said, man, you know what? Bro, don't even try to understand the motherfuckers, bro.
True.
When mm-hmm. you try to understand, then that's when you fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just roll with the punches. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Because the motherfucker's like, you want the same thing as me.
Yeah. You just can't say it or whatever. For whatever
reason. But if I say it,
yeah.
I'm still not going to get the ass.
Right? So you better off pump faking.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold the doors
so
and shit.
So why not go in with a super play like, what's up, beautiful? How you doing?
Right.
you know what I'm saying?
You know why? Because she a lady.
She
right.
A lady.
Fucking shillelagh looking at us. Rita said, don't waste my time, just say that. I swear a lot of women say that shit.
They say it. A lot of women.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, I've tried it a few times. Sometimes it works.
Yeah.
Sometimes it don't. Sometimes motherfucker get turned off.
Yeah, me and Gigabytes go back on this one all the time. Because a lot, he says women just fuck off emotion. And I say, no, not all women. All women, like you just said, just want to hit it and get the fuck on.
Yeah.
But they can't say it because
they can't say it, yeah.
because of the world we live in.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Deacon S 516 just checked in. What up, though? That's a soul deacon wife.
What's up?
What up, though? Tom said they say they want honest, but they really don't. That's what I feel like, dog. I feel like a lot of times they want you to be honest, but then when you be honest, it be like, shouldn't have.
No. Right? No. Look, when a nigga going there, he going on his chance. You know what I'm saying? I got a better chance of just saying, what's up, beautiful? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Until they say, hey, what's up, man? I want that bus. So just think about just think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my chance is better with the, you know, finessing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because how many hoes want to hear this line right here? All right, girl, we've been knowing each other about 2-3 weeks. Don't you think about time you let a nigga fuck? I mean... I mean, who really wants to hear that?
Right. No, I mean, for sure.
And that could be your agenda, but it's honest.
Yeah.
And then they say, be honest. Okay, so yeah. I was being honest.
Yeah. So then it's like if you... Yeah, it's kind of, it's tough. Because, like, then if you come at them that way and shit, like, yeah, you being honest. But then at the same time, they hold defense mechanism about not trying to seem like a hoe. And shit, all that shit go out the window. Mm-hmm. So it's just like.
What do you do?
What do you do, nigga?
And shit, then like
finesse, that, nigga.
Hey, yeah.
Lie.
They don't want to see. They don't want to seem like a hoe. But as soon as that light come off, ooh, you little dirty hoe.
Like, let them hoes talk. Yo, look lights, where the hoes at.
lights go off. She goes straight porno mode.
They say straight porn. Black Molly said, maybe because I have male best friends or because I'm different, but I want you to tell me because I'm going to tell you that's what I want. It's the way you say it. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's the way you say it. You obviously can't be like, shit, what up on that puss? Yeah. I mean, you could. Cause I've actually said that before and it worked. Yeah. Like, shit, what's up, that little puss? Oh, shit, I was just playing. But then, like, I didn't talk to the ball, so now I gotta fuck with the little puss. Gigi said it's in the approach. It's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. Some guys be overly anxious, so some thought process behind that is you'll hit anything, and we use that as discretion. That's interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. Deaconess 516 said honesty. All day.
Yeah.
I hear what y'all saying.
Man, yeah, right.
I hear what y'all saying. I have been completely honest with most women. With all women, right? But and sometimes that shit just don't work. Sometimes honesty just don't work. I've been honest with some women, they thought I was lying. Like, it's just, that's crazy. So hey, then
I'm being
might
told.
As well lie.
Right. I'm being totally honest, though, off rip. You know what I'm saying? Until we get into the relationship, then that's when the lies come.
Oh, bro, I got to read that. I got Rita said,
you feel me?
Rita said, don't waste my time. Just say that. All right, we got that. He said, it's not a big secret why you stepping to me in the first place. The point is, don't be fake. All right? But she said something after that. Let me say, you can't correct while being a total gentleman at the same time. Then that'll work. But this is what she said next, though. All women want to be finessed. I fucking feel that shit, dog. Mm-hmm. I fucking feel that shit. Rita, you gotta say that shit again for the people in the back. And she actually did. All women want to be finessed. I fucking agree with that shit. 100%. And ladies, it's another lady saying that. So don't fight the message.
Hey, come on, man. You got a woo. You got a woo to chase. It's a whole process. It's in the process.
For sure.
It's in the process.
You know what, though? I mean,
I feel like all women want to
but
get
you can be in the process, like yeah. But you ain't gonna like me. I'm telling the truth off rip. Like I'm saying, like off rip, you gonna get the full Monty. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, how you doing? Nigga trying to fuck.
Yeah. I'm just saying shit.
Yeah, no. And all right, well, shit, how was your day?
And if it goes on to something else and then move on to something else, then I ain't gonna say I haven't lied to a motherfucker, but I'm just saying, like, until I got to that whole point where you called me boo, bae. I'm bae.
I'm
bae now.
Bae.
Shit.
I mean, that's how 90% of relationships fail. Motherfuckers just don't know how to keep it real.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go into no relationship giving her the whole motherfucking cup of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to make this your motherfucking, you know, your deal.
Yeah.
And if there's some niggas out here that do that. That's what you do. Keep filling that motherfucking cup up.
Only thing pump
the cup
faking
runneth over.
Only thing pump faking is good for is the basketball court. That's the only thing pump faking good for,
that's
bro.
It,
pump faking.
That's it.
Because I'm going to keep it real. Sometimes I'm going to do right shit. Sometimes I'm going to fuck up. Sometimes I'm not going to do shit at all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you right off the rip.
Yeah.
I mean, because like I said, that's how 90% of these relationships fail. Motherfuckers going to that bitch not being themselves. You know, you trying to finesse too goddamn much.
Yeah.
And then you fall off into a whole nother person.
And then, so now you're being accused of being fake.
When you get tired of that shit and want to be you and shit, then hold on, you just changed. No, I ain't changed. This was me in the beginning. I was just trying to get some ass. You know, like I said, niggas finesse a little bit too much. You know what I mean?
Pump faking, man. That's weak, though.
Yeah. Say that shit weak as hell.
Once he get tired of doing that shit and he really want to be himself, like I said, nah, you changed.
Uh-huh. Right. No, that shit, I mean, niggas do that shit, though, because like you said, sometimes you come out the gate on some, you know, on some bullshit, just trying to get try not to be too honest because sometimes that shit scare motherfuckers away. Like, it really do. And motherfuckers say they want honesty and shit. That shit ain't always the truth, though.
And sometimes you be like my uncle, man. My uncle tell him, bro, he do everything. He the motherfucker ain't doing shit. He a doctor, a lawyer, and all kind of shit. And the nigga ain't shit.
The motherfucker BMW in the shop and shit.
Yeah, all that good shit.
Oh, he one of them niggas, huh?
Yeah.
Kirby?
Like, Kirpster?
Kirpster? Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of cats out here like that. You know what I mean? And that's what the women need to be, you know.
Skeptical of.
Exactly.
My man Tom said, I ain't worried about hitting just anything. If I'm attracted to you, hell yeah, I want to hit it. Women know within the first few minutes if they want to fuck him, if they want to fuck a dude. Like, I heard that before. Like, ladies, is that true though? Like, I want some of the women to chime in and let me know if that's true.
For sure.
Think so?
For sure.
Gigi said, like, what's a girl to think if a guy is begging her to let him give her oral sex? Like, why? What should a woman think about this? Hold on. Begging you to suck your little pussy? That's crazy. Niggas I ain't ever begged a motherfucker to suck
niggas
your pussy.
Do. I ain't.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy eating pussy like the next nigga and shit, but like I'm not about to beg you to like
no.
to get the you box. Off.
Right. That's crazy.
What about me?
Right. I might beg for that. Right. I might beg for mine.
Hell yeah.
Please, like, baby, please.
Come on, put your mouth on it.
Right. Let me see. Black Molly says, sometimes we in the mood and want to hear it. Straight, no chaser. It's hot.
Hot.
Yeah. I got to say it like that and shit.
Yeah. It's just like the same thing. Like, you couldn't call him a bitch and you know what I mean, unless you fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
This nigga Corbin Cody said, you see the dude with 34 kids on, damn, for real, on Fox. He said, that dude didn't pump fake or nothing, or pull out. Stupid as hell. Gigi said, overly anxious equals discretion equals you for everybody. I'm straight. Dog, I mean, is that true though? I mean, overly anxious or aggressive, can those two be confused and shit? I might not be anxious, but maybe I'm aggressive because I really want you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do that mean that I'll fuck anybody just because I'm, you know, I'm interested in you? Like, that's, I don't know. No, that's unfair.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
Overly anxious, you know, versus, what'd she say?
Anxious. Over anxious equals discretion equals you for everybody. So, like, if you're going 100% on her and shit like that, if you're going hard, that means you probably just fucking everybody. I think that's an unfair assumption.
Yeah, that could be. Because, like I said, if I'm overly anxious, then you'll be able to tell if I was trying to be too aggressive.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is a difference in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can be aggressive in trying to get you and not trying to fuck, just trying to get in a relationship with you. But then I can be overly aggressive when I'm trying to get smashed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a difference. The approach is, it's two different approaches.
I ain't begging her to suck a little pussy.
No, that's not happening.
Big. I wonder what. Yeah, anyway, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's a negative ghost rider. I'm not betting for nothing.
Right.
Why for?
Yeah, Tom like, said, blame the female for dealing with a nigga that has all them kids anyway. You just got to do better. No, that's for sure. Gigi said, being honest and upfront is one thing, but constantly reaching. Ugh. Why so aggressive for the sex if you never had them? That is exactly the answer.
Yeah, you just
if I've never had it, that's I'm why I'm so aggressive.
I'm trying to get tits.
You just asked your own question. Right?
Full court press. You understand me? Fuck you talking about.
Right. I didn't for sure put the full court on before and shit.
Full court like, press, bro.
You saw that ass when you got dressed this morning.
Dog, that's factual.
You saw how it looked. I see what you see.
And see, that's the thing about... That's the thing about women, man. It's the crazy thing about women. Like, they all so motherfucking different. Because some women love that full court press. Mm-hmm. Some women is turned off by that shit.
Yeah, sometimes defense win games. Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't, for real. Because, like, I mean, I've been in situations where both, like, ended up incorrectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you done did the full court press and end up turning the chick off. And then sometimes I'll be like, all right, I ain't go full court press. And then I don't press. And then they feel like, oh, you ain't really interested. Like, damn, what the fuck do you want for real? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, damn, I come at you 1,000. And then I come at you on 1 and shit. And I'm nonchalant or I don't give a fuck about it. You're like, god damn.
See, that's
how do you win, nigga?
That's where them looks come in at. Like, I always tell you. You know what I mean? Like, for them fine motherfuckers, they don't like being full court press. Because they've been trying to get fucks ever since they was 13. Because they always look good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Them ugly motherfuckers, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Think about it now. Come on now. We getting real here.
Nigga said, think about it. Think about it. Think about that shit.
Yeah, think about it, man. You can just walk up and just grab an ugly bitch and say, come on.
Dog, you goofy as hell.
No, am I not? Stop me when I'm lying.
Hello?
Stop me when I'm lying.
You lying.
I'm lying?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
I'm lying. Y'all about to sit here right now and just say I'm lying.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's some ugly women that ain't going for that shit.
Yeah, and that's bull to the third world, motherfucker.
It is. It's some ugly women out here right now prospering on saying no.
Yeah.
Shit.
And turning shit down.
Shit. Mm-hmm. No.
Gigi said, but it can be whack. So you did all that for what? Dog, that's the case, dog. Some pussy do end up being whack. And sometimes you put a lot of effort into it and shit, just like for women. Like, some of y'all holding on to the pussy for 90, 1,000 days and shit, and then the little dick be whack. So, like, shit, it's a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
You never know and shit. You know what I mean? You just really never know. But I think that,
when you get that motherfucker and it's that bullshit.
It's that bullshit.
Mad as hell. I'm like, man, I think my mama calling me. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think say my mama calling. I don't know, though. I don't think... I ain't never had no pussy that was that whack. Maybe we just want to leave, like, during.
Shit, I did.
Nah, word. Like, what the fuck was wrong with that motherfucker? Drying up or something?
The motherfucking scent coming off that motherfucker, like, woo, you took them pants off and the motherfucker smell like you motherfucking fishing in the ocean. Like,
dog, damn. Fishing in the ocean, bro.
Okay, I'm out.
He said he's still hitting them.
Yeah,
he said that.
Yeah, he did.
No, that's not what I said.
That's exactly what you
said. I said that if they're, like, because there's a difference between a stank pussy and a pussy that's pH balance is a little off. It's a difference.
pH balance.
Yes, the pH balance of the pussy can be off and it can be an odor. That don't mean it's stank. So, yes, an odored pussy, I still fuck. It's odored. Like, there's an odor. But it's not a stank pussy. Like, it's two different things.
Do you hear this nigga?
I'm not even gonna respond to it.
I mean, ladies, it's a bunch of ladies out there listening now, dog. Am I lying? Your pH balance can be off, which could give it an odor, nigga. But that don't necessarily mean like a motherfucking fresh fish market, nigga. Okay. You buy, we fry.
Call me when your pH balance is on. I ain't talking about
you pull the panties down in the room and get filled with perch, nigga. I ain't talking about that. No, I'm not fucking that. But like, you get down to it and shit, it's got, you know, a little... Nah, hell no. Nah. I ain't fuck with because I don't even like seafood like that.
Shit, you'll meow meow that thing too.
Like, oh no, nah, that's for sure. I definitely ain't no stankin' pussy. I might, with a little older and shit. A little older, not a steak pussy though. I might still have sex, nigga, but I'm not eating no motherfucking steak pussy.
Going
though.
Out that meow meow that motherfucker.
No, that's not happening. What the fuck is anyway, dog? Fuck y'all. V just checking in and shit. She said, sometimes depends on the person, though, that it can be overrated or whatever. She said, y'all know that's my favorite word. What, sometimes? I must have missed. Said, shout out to Q for being educated. Like, nah, for real. It can be a small odor and shit, so I'm not going to run for the hills. But if it smells like a motherfucking cod fish sandwich and shit, I'm definitely not eating the pussy. I'm probably going to pull the panties back. I said probably, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did say probably.
We already know you, bro.
Yeah. All right, so I mean, if a nigga, let me see. This is stuff. I mean, if the pussy filled a room though, like if it's a Glade air freshener, you know what I'm saying? It smell like fish and all the rest. Yeah, I can't fuck with
that. So what you gonna do? Walk out the room and come back in to you know?
Oh no, you can tell when pussies fill the room, like when you know that. Nigga, we all been around enough pussy. You know when the odor fill the room, nigga. Like, this is not the way to go.
Like, you can smell the pussy standing next to it.
Right.
Like, damn.
Right, that's when you, you know, suggest, like, you know, let's hit the shower.
Oh, damn, man.
You suggest.
You need a shot.
Should boil that bitch.
You said boil the whole bitch. Dog, y'all goofy as hell.
Give me some pills or something.
Bro, you dumb as hell.
Boil all the impurities out there, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck that.
Hey, my nigga Mike don't say shit. Run from that, dog. For real.
Let me see your arm. Take this vaccine. She need a vaccine.
She need a vaccine. That pussy tart.
Woo.
Hell nah. It's almost 11 o'clock, dog. If y'all got a last minute comment, go ahead and throw it into the comment box. We will read it live on the air. Don't forget, if you're on IG, you can click that join button. You can come in live, like in the motherfucking studio, dog. But, yeah, so I just to kind of go back to what we was talking about and shit, try not to get too far off subject. Can it be overrated and shit, though? I think that when you not in a relationship, possibly multiple sex partners is probably overrated. I mean, like, because we old now and shit. Like, when I was in my 20s, though, that was the shit. Like, you want to keep on adding to your little body count and shit. But now, I guess a nigga really just be trying to find some kind of emotional connection and shit, I guess. Because we old. At this point, dog, you know, you go end up being married and shit, and then when you get real old, like, sex ain't really going to be in the equation anyway and shit. I know a bunch of women on here talking about they going to be fucking to the 80. Okay. I hear what y'all said. Mm-hmm. Half y'all don't even want to fuck now. You talk about y'all going to be fucking with y'all 80. I don't think so, but...
Yo, you still with that motherfucker when you 80. That's stability right there. Yeah. Ain't shit to do with sex.
And that's going
to
be all companionship, nigga. They ain't shit about sex no more. So, yeah, I think in that aspect, it probably could be overrated. But, like, when you with that person, you find that motherfucker that you... trying to be fucking, then it's certainly not overrated, nigga. It's a situation, nigga. It's a situation.
No. No, not overrated at all. Not overrated. You put your whole head in the pussy. Once it's yours.
No, Jesus. Man, you ain't shit. She talking about it don't matter. That's how STIs and STDs breed, fool. Nigga, you ain't read no sex ed pamphlets ever. Man, whatever, dog. Fuck out of here. Rita said it's overrated. So Rita did say it's overrated. We'll go around the block one last time, dog. If you got a comment, hit me in the comment box, dog. And or if you're on IG Live, you hit that join button. Don't forget, man, that Easy Street is coming back into effect February 1st.
Yeah.
So make sure you pull up.
Building.
16-101 East 10 Mile Road. It's been so long since we said this shit.
That motherfucker over there, man.
Yeah, 16-101 East 10 Mile Road, dog. Between Gratian and Hayes, man. Easy Street Saloon. My man Monk Money about to be back in the kitchen February 1st.
That's Hayes?
Between Hayes and Gratian. Yep. Mm-hmm. Make sure you pull up on my guy and shit. Gonna be running that kitchen, getting that good foods out to you.
Yeah.
But shit, let's go around the block one last time and get up out of here, dog. Angry Man, shit, what's your final sentiments on the way out, bro?
Well, like I said, man, it could be overrated to some people. It could be underrated to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people put worth on their shit. They ain't supposed to have it. That's guys and women.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, to my man probably over here, he probably disagreed with me. But, because, you know, he's a whoremonger. You're a dirtbag, so...
I don't know who you're talking to, so... Hello? Hello, is this thing on?
I don't respond to ignorance. I don't.
When they go low, we go high. Obama looking at us. When they go low, we go high.
We're just going to say he don't respond to the truth very well. Neither one of you guys do.
No, oh, is that right? Yeah. All right, man.
Okay. It is what it is.
Shout out to Duke and Dane.
You know what I'm saying?
Salted caramel whiskey.
But, you know, like I said, you know, it when you surround yourself by dirtbags and you've been around dirtbags for...
Where's this going?
Pretty much your whole life, you know. It's I mean, you guys look at things different.
You say you guys? You Birds know. Of a feather, motherfucker.
That's why I don't never go nowhere with you.
Anyway, final sentiment, nigga.
I'm trying to. You keep interrupting me. You don't see me in a picture with none of y'all nowhere because, you know, I got to separate myself from the dirt bagness.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
This is hurting.
Why is it hurting? The truth do hurt.
This is hurting inside.
I don't respond to ignorance, bro. I just let him go. Just let him finish, man. Just let the nigga finish, bro.
The truth do hurt. You know, they say that all the time. And, you know, most people say they don't respond to ignorance, but most people don't respond to the truth either. You know, and that's it, man. You know what I mean?
My money, dog. What you say, man? You fuck with this nigga, dog.
Fucking asshole,
right? Fuck with him.
But man, like, you gotta always say this, bro. And I say this, you know, damn near almost every show, bro. You gotta know who you fucking with, for sure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want a motherfucking furt, just furt.
Is it furt?
Just get it out the way. You know what I'm saying? But if you really want a motherfucking take it far with this person, bro, you gotta know it. Yeah. Know who you fucking with, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and if you know who you fucking with and the sex is on point, how could it be overrated? You know what I'm saying? That shit, I mean, honestly, it can't be to me personally, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. Like, I mean, and then, like I said before, it ruined empires. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Pussy fuck up some shit. You know what I'm saying? Overrated? No, I think it's underrated, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
It's underrated.
Yes, bro. We don't get a pussy the props that is. You know what I'm saying?
That they deserves. Don't get a pussy the props.
No, they don't get pussy the props they deserve. You know what I'm saying? You know? But you know what I mean? Like, and then a lot of these motherfuckers with that little that whack ass little pussy be thinking they about to rule the world, and it's whack. Like, it's whack.
So what you saying is all pussy don't rule the world, but
some pussy do.
Gotcha. I guess I fuck with that.
Motherfuckers do their Kegels and all that good shit.
Right. If you watching right now and don't know what a Kegel is and shit. Yeah. So anyway. All right, on that note, though, we're going to get up out of here. I do want to read these last couple comments and, of course, get my last sentiments on the way out. Encrypted Thoughts, what up? That's my nigga Spank. What's good? He said, motherfuckers better start reading the Wayne County Health Department statistics and hope to find one that's not a community joint venture.
No, that's the community joint venture.
I like that shit, dog. I like that shit. Community joint venture.
Spank, when you was 20, you was looking for the motherfuckers.
No, nah, for sure. Shit, just like us all, nigga.
You ain't get that name Spank for no reason. Sure.
Facts. All right, dog. So look, on that note, man, I'm gonna say it like this, though. I think that if you out trying to search for the right one or the one you trying to live the rest of your life with, then I think in that point, sex might become overrated, because if you put too much emphasis on sex when you're just trying to build with somebody, then, you know, shit might get skewed and you might pick the wrong motherfucker. So I think in that aspect, it's probably overrated. But once you with the person that you want to be with, then at that point, it's not overrated. I think it's necessary. So, I mean, on that note, dog, we're going to leave it at that. And real quick, I want to give a shout out to Duke and Dame. You see the bottle here. The most awarded salted caramel whiskey. On Earth, cuz. Right, you know what I'm talking about? So, shout out to them, man. Shout out to my man Diddy. Shout out to my man Lazar doing their thing, of course.
Diddy, what up, though?
For sure, dog. Yeah, we up out this motherfucker, dog. I think that's it. We got Easy Street coming in a few days.
Yeah, mess with your boys.
Hit my man's up for chef to your doorstep, dog. If you want to get some concierge service, dog, or some catering done, make sure you hit my man in the inbox.
Shout out to Tone. That's my next victim.
Man, you gonna have some closer to Valentine's Day. How you plan on doing that?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about earlier. I guess they try and put something together.
I mean, how long do people have before they gotta reserve a spot?
No, that's true. That's a good question.
That's a good question. We'll figure that out when I get back in that bitch.
All right. Dude, for sure. All right, on that note, dog, we about to get up out of here, man. I wanna thank everybody who checked us out on IG Live, man. Everybody on YouTube, Facebook, all that good shit. If you are not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so at this moment. Also, too, at the bottom in the description, we got our Patreon link. So if you want to become a patron, as little as $5, as much as $50 million if you would like, you can definitely become a patron of our Patreon page. Or if you want to do a one-time thing, you see the Cash App right there, E-Block Radio Podcast. Bless us so we can bless y'all, dog.
For sure.
On that note, dog, we up out of here, man. Whatever you're going to do today, man, make sure that you do arrive alive. Until the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, kid.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial. This is the Wake and Bake Show, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all don't hang out with dirtbags.
I got my man Buddy holding it down.
Man, you already know.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Red Zone, bitch.
Yup. Yup.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.